The roster Denver announced Sunday touched receivers only at the bottom. Cameron Ross, who muffed a punt in the finale, was waived, and Colby Katsas was waived and then gathered onto the practice squad, per the transaction reporting from Arik Dalala on the team's website and John Heath at Broncos Wire. The practice squad receivers are Michael Bandy, Katsas, and Dane Key, per Heath, who notes the team had not yet confirmed those signings. None of the three is Pat Bryant, which is consistent with a spot on the 53 without being proof of one. No report names him either way. That is the closest thing to Bryant news this week, because there was none. A second consecutive silent week, with his name absent from all four finale recaps we read. The game that was supposed to answer the question, where does Bryant line up when Cortland Sutton, Jaylen Waddle, and Troy Franklin are all available, was never that game, because Peyton shelved the extended starters plan on Wednesday, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports. And the room has still never been whole. Marvin Mims Jr. finally played Friday and left on the first drive with a foot injury Peyton later called a bruise, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle and Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read projected Bryant fourth or fifth for targets and said a rookie rotational share only grows if the depth chart cooperates. Early camp cooperated because the depth chart was hurt and Bryant ran hot. The last documented rotation order, from Chad Jensen's August 6th reporting at Mile High Huddle, had him third, ahead of Mims and Franklin. That reading is now 3.5 weeks old, and it was taken while Sutton, Waddle, and Mims were variously unavailable, the opposite of the healthy room it was supposed to be tested against. The reverse test has been postponed once more, this time to games that count. We'll check back once the rotation finally shows itself. Data via NFL Verse.